ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So this evening we have very important instruction. The first instruction is please kindly turn off your cell phone. That's also important. Tonight we are discussing Bhagavad Gita. Actually, every day we should discuss Bhagavad Gita. And formerly in this country, that was the culture of the topmost strata of society to discuss regularly topics of Gita, Mahabharata, Puranas, and all the Shastras. Yeah, please, no photographs now. Please listen now. So now the culture has changed and the general topics of discussion are about politicians, film stars, cricket players, and all other such useless things. But we should regularly discuss topics of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is the best book because it gives the best knowledge. What distinguishes humans from animals is knowledge. Ahara nidra bhayam aitunam cha samanam etat pashubhya naranam. Humans and animals both eat, sleep, fight, and mate. Jnanohitesham adhiko vishesham. The difference between humans and animals is the propensity to acquire knowledge. Jnanena hina pashubhya naranam. A human without knowledge is just an animal. Now, of course, even in animal society, there are some kinds of knowledge. Some animals are very expert engineers. Some animals are very expert engineers. they don't go to an expensive college spending 20 lakhs and 4 years studying, but just with their beaks they can make very expertly a little nest for them to live in. Some fish, they hatch from the egg in a river in fresh water, swim out to the sea, and in the vast expanse of sea, they come back again to the same river. They find their way back to again lay eggs. So there is knowledge also among the animals. Yeah, there are, for those who are standing at the back, please come forward. There are seats here at the front. Please come forward, and if the if there aren't enough seats, then the children can come down. But in human society, the extent of knowledge and the sophistication of knowledge far exceeds that of the animals. Now, I just said that Bhagavad Gita is the best of knowledge. Why is that? Well, the best knowledge is that which gives us the best benefit. There are many, many fields of knowledge. But some are more beneficial than others. There are many people in India who know, they know all about the history of the Indian cricket team. And they can tell you all about the history of Kapila Dev and Sachin Tendulkar and all these others. I don't know very well, but they know all of this information. They know so much about cricket players. They can tell you what Sourav Ganguly likes to eat for breakfast. So this might be very interesting to them, but it's not very beneficial unless you somehow or other have to arrange breakfast for Sourav Ganguly. But the knowledge of medicine is something practical and helpful for human society. So although it may be very interesting to know about Sachin Tendulkar's batting average, it's actually much more beneficial for society to have knowledge of medicine. So in this way we can see there is a gradation of knowledge. So then, how is it that Bhagavad Gita is the best knowledge? Bhagavad Gita is the best knowledge because it teaches us how we can get the best benefit in our lives. Now many people will disagree with that. They'll say, what's the use of this Bhagavad Gita? This medical knowledge is something practical. If you're sick and you go to a doctor, he can diagnose you and give you some medicine. What's the use of this Bhagavad Gita? The use of the Bhagavad Gita is that Bhagavad Gita gives us the knowledge by which we will never have to go to a doctor ever. We'll never have to get born in this world again. Now, this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita is difficult to appreciate by most people. Especially in the modern age. Because in the modern age, the education is completely materialistic. And Bhagavad Gita gives us knowledge of the spiritual sphere. Parastasmatu bhavanyo vyakto vyaktat sanatanaha. There, Krishna speaks in Bhagavad Gita of the Sanatan Dhamma, the eternal place. Yasa sarveshu bhuteshu nashyatsu navinashyati. This whole material world, everything will be destroyed, but the spiritual world continues to exist. Now, the first important lesson to understand from Bhagavad Gita is something that should be obvious to everybody. This world is full of suffering. Dukhalayama shashvatam. There are, in one quarter of one verse, in two words, Krishna summarizes the whole situation of the material world. There are so many universities all over the world studying so many subjects. Science, economics, commerce. I think everyone knows the word commerce. It's one of the most important words in the modern age. Money, 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 money. Then history, geography, so many subjects. You can save yourself the trouble of studying so many years in the university and get all knowledge complete in two words from Bhagavad Gita. Everything about the material world is summarized in two words. Dukhalayam, this material world is miserable. And Ashashvatam, everything here is temporary. Most people can't understand this. It should be easy to understand. As Krishna also states in Bhagavad Gita, Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadhi, birth, death, old age and disease, these are the obvious, manifest symptoms of suffering in this world. Then why don't we understand? Because we are in illusion, Maya. The illusion by which we want to be happy in this material world, even though it is not possible. We are trying to be happy in a place where the condition is one of suffering. So just for this knowledge alone, Bhagavad Gita is the best knowledge. But that's only the beginning. Bhagavad Gita is known as Gita Upanishad. The Upanishads, they are the section of the Vedas which give us the spiritual knowledge. So Bhagavad Gita is known as Gita Upanishad because it has the format of an Upanishad in as much as Krishna, the Guru, is speaking to the disciple Arjuna. And it also summarizes and clarifies and brings together all the knowledge in the Upanishads. So in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna begins his instruction by teaching Arjuna this immensely important fact that the difference between the Atma and the body. We are not these bodies. This body, which I can't see all of it. You can see this body better than I can, but I am not this body. The body which I think this is me, that is not me. Why that is so is explained by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. Dehino svinya tadehai kaumarang yovanang jara tata dehantara praptihi. Krishna describes, it's a simple thing to understand, that the body is born, and there's a child, the body grows, and then there's an youth, the body grows more, then there's an adult, and after some time, the body is old and dies. Okay, all right, it's being taken care of. So the body is changing at every moment, from the moment of birth. But the person stays the same. Even according to modern science, every atom which is in my body now is completely different to the atoms that were there 7 years ago. Every 7 years, all the atoms change. The body is composed of hydrogen, oxygen, carbon, nitrogen, and many, many elements. I am not carbon. Or hydrogen, or nitrogen, or a combination of these chemicals. Scientists, they examine the neurological actions within the brain. And how electrical charges within the brain shape the thoughts. But this stuff in the skull and the electric impulses going around, I am not that. So Bhagavad Gita starts with the essential knowledge of understanding who we are. This boy just ended, he has on his t-shirt written, being human. What does it mean to be human? Bhagavad Gita teaches us that we are the Atma. We are eternal spiritual living beings. This body is temporary. This body was born at a certain point, but I existed before this body was born. This body will die, but I will continue to exist. Now you might say, well, we're Hindus, we know that. But this is not a point of Hindu belief. many people ask me, do you believe in reincarnation? So I always answer that it doesn't make any difference whether or not I believe in it. Do you believe that New Delhi is the capital of India? If you say no, does it mean that because you don't believe it, that New Delhi is no longer the capital of India? What is a fact is not subject to our belief. So Krishna gives the information that we are eternal Atma, we are not the temporary body in which we are presently placed. Now, you may say, okay, we're Hindus, we know this. But if we actually understood this, we would not live the life in the way in which most people lead their life. If we understand that we are eternal Atma, we are meant for eternal happiness, Satchit Ananda, then we would not spend our life trying to be happy in this world which is full of misery. The knowledge of Bhagavad Gita is that knowledge by which we can understand how to live our life in such a way that we can attain to the situation of Satchit Ananda, eternal bliss and knowledge. But most people don't take interest in this. Not very serious interest. Please, no photos now. They might even chant the shlokas of Bhagavad Gita, thinking that this will make me a pious Hindu. But the facts of Bhagavad Gita, that we are not meant to be in the illusion of suffering in this world, this we should base our life upon. Now, sometimes people criticize that, well, this is all very negative. But actually, Krishna gives us the knowledge in Bhagavad Gita by which we can come to the most positive position. If we're in a prison and we're being punished, and someone says, look on the bright side, well, what is the bright side? It's a position of punishment. If one is in a position of suffering, it is intelligent to understand that I'm actually suffering and to try to make a solution to that.
Mm-hmm.
So in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna doesn't only tell us that we are in a condition of suffering, but he gives us the formula by which we can come to the position of eternal blissful life. We are meant for bliss. We are all meant for eternal, unlimited bliss. What is that bliss? That bliss is the bliss of Krishna Bhakti. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna describes, Mamai Vangsho Jivaloke Jiva Bhuta Sanatanaha. All the jivas, all the living beings are parts of Krishna. Manashashtan Indriyani Prakriti Sthani Karshati. But we are all struggling in material existence. Because our mind and our senses are absorbed in this material existence. So what is the solution? The solution is to bring our mind to Krishna. It's a very simple formula. You might think, well, all this talk about the world suffering, but we're living in the world. We can't become yogis and go to the forest. But Krishna doesn't tell us to become a yogi and go to the forest. Krishna gives us a very simple formula by which we can come out of this suffering condition. Manmana bhava madbhakto madhyaji mang namaskaru mame vaishasi satyante pratijane priyosime. Yeah, okay, same translation. If we think of Krishna, we become Krishna's devotee, we become very happy in this life. And at the end of life, we go to Krishna. And if we go to Krishna in the spiritual world, we never have to come back again to this material world of suffering. Now, in Gita, Krishna discusses karma, jnana, yoga, all these different paths. And he shows that there are different approaches. But his conclusion is that the best path for everyone is simply to take to his bhakti. That is very simple and practical for everyone. And how is that done? That is very simple also. In Gita, Krishna says, Patrang pushpang palang toryam yome bhaktya prayachati tadahang bhakti upaharitam ashnami prayatatmanah.
Gita, Krishna says,
It is not at all difficult to offer our hearts in love to Krishna. And if we do so, Krishna will reciprocate. In this Kali Yuga, the quantum of suffering is more, so much more than in other ages. People are very confused. People are living lives in very bad conditions. The air that we breathe is all poisoned. The food that we eat is all poisoned. If we want to get water to drink that is not very poisonous, we have to buy it. But that drinking water is also in plastic bottles, which also makes it poisonous. Then what we call pleasure is watching some horrible thing on TV. TV means kaam, krodh and lobh. Kama means on TV there's always some sexual thing. There's always some violence, crowd. And they're always trying to make you to inspire loba, buy this, buy something else. So what we call entertainment just completely degrades our consciousness. So people are suffering and in ignorance and confusion. And somehow if they can get enough money to keep their family running, they think, I'm successful. They pass their whole life without any spiritual knowledge and die, and then they take birth as a dog or a cat or a worm in stool or something. But this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita gives us the right direction in life. In Kali Yuga, Bhagavan is very kind. He's given a special concession. Krite yadhyayato Vishnum. In the Satya Yuga, people lived very long lives. Their minds were very peaceful and they used to engage in meditation on Vishnu. Tretayam yajjato makai. In Treta Yuga, the Yuga Dharma was performing elaborate sacrifices. Dwapare paricharyayam. In Dwarpa Yuga, worship in the temple was the recommended process, the Yuga Dharma. And kalo tad hari kirtanat. In Kali Yuga, hari kirtan. Very easy process. Everyone can take part in it. You don't have to be a great Vedic Pandit. There's no qualification required except the faith to perform it. But anyone who performs Hari Kirtan in this Kali Yuga, they can get the same result that people got from performing yoga and dhyanam and tapasya in Satya Yuga. They can get the same result that people got from performing elaborate sacrifices in the Treta Yuga. They can get the same result that people got from performing elaborate deity worship in the Dwarpa Yuga. And actually we can get much more benefit. Because in Kali Yuga, if anyone with faith and love regularly chants the name of Krishna, in this one lifetime, they can get free from all contamination and go to the spiritual world. So Bhagavad Gita is the basic knowledge which introduces us to the world of Krishna Bhakti. It is essential knowledge for everyone who really wants to get the highest benefit in life. Sometimes people say that Bhagavad Gita is the Bible of Hinduism. In the Western countries, they sometimes try to explain it like this. But for many reasons, this is an inaccurate statement. One major reason is because the Bible is not a book of knowledge. From reading the Bible, one cannot understand that this world is miserable, we are eternal Atma, who is God, there is no such information. Simply one is told to believe that Jesus died for our sins, and that's all. Why you should believe and what is the theological basis of that, you're not even supposed to ask questions. I know very well, because when I, as a child, started to ask questions, I was told, don't ask questions, just believe. But Bhagavad Gita is quite different. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna doesn't tell Arjuna, just shut up and believe. But Krishna explains to Arjuna the science of spiritual knowledge. Jnanam teham savijnanam idam vakshyami asheshatah yajgyat va neha bhuyo yajgyatavyam avashishyate.
Jnanam teham savijnanam idam vakshyami asheshatah yajgyat va neha bhuyo yajgyatavyam avashishyate.
Now we find in the course of Krishna speaking to Arjuna that several times Arjuna, he didn't immediately catch the point. He asked questions of Krishna. He expressed doubts. And Krishna clarified the doubts. So this is the guru-disciple relationship. Because we are in this illusion of Maya since time immemorial, we don't immediately grasp this spiritual knowledge when it's presented to us. So one has to learn, one has to take training. Agyana timirandhasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshurin militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. We pray to the Guru in this way. That knowledge is revealed by which we can see everything clearly. Jnanena tu tad agyanam yesham nashitam atmanaha. What's the next line? Tesham aditya vajjanam prakashyati tatparam. You know that one? Krishna says that it's just like when the sun rises, you can see everything very clearly. So in the same way, when we get clear spiritual understanding, we can see everything clearly. So in this Kali Yuga, even though it is an age of deep and dark ignorance, we can get full benefit from understanding Bhagavad Gita and from chanting the name of Krishna. We can understand who we are. I am not the body. I am eternal Atma. We can understand how we can be liberated from this material world. We can understand who is Bhagavan and what is our relationship with Him. So we want to give this highest knowledge of that Krishna has given to all the people who have enough faith to accept it. One has to have some faith to even have any interest to want to accept it. So this is a great culture of spiritual knowledge. And today this program has been organized to discuss that. And regularly here in Maramalai Naga, there is instruction on Bhagavad Gita, discussion groups. So anyone who's interested to take further guidance in this, they may do so right here in MM Nagar. Okay. So I'm just going to speak briefly now. It's certainly a very vast topic. Even though it's only 700 verses, we could discuss even one verse for hours and days and weeks and months. Because it's spiritual, it's unlimited. Now after this there will be a drama. But in the meantime, if anyone would like to ask questions, please do so. Anyone who would like to ask a question can kindly stand and raise your hand, and then we'll bring the cordless mic, and then you can ask. Yeah, please. You can speak in. Please speak in Tamil. That's true. But most people watch the Calm Crow Loba channels most of the time. But most people are addicted to the Calm Crow Loba channel. The most popular programs are the Calm Crow Loba programs. And even these so-called informative channels, they actually just reinforce our ignorance. They might give us some information about history or geography or science. But it's all presented with the outlook, with the world view that we are here in this world and this world is what we are all about. And it reinforces our sense of thinking that this temporary situation in this world is the ultimate reality. And as far as I know, even the so-called Hindu channels, they don't give clear spiritual knowledge. They don't present systematic spiritual knowledge of who we are, who is God, we are suffering in this world, how to be free from suffering in this world. Television can be a useful medium if it's properly used, but unfortunately it's mostly misused. And either through the TV or through any through other media, definitely in the modern age, the culture is dominated by kaam, krodh and lobh. That is the point. We should save ourselves and we should save our family members from this by taking to the purifying process of Krishna consciousness. Yes. Yeah. Someone else has a question? It's better if our devotees don't have questions. So why they let the newcomers. He's already got.
Hello?
Well, it's got too long on. Could everyone hear that? Could you hear it?
Yeah.
Did every ask if everyone could hear? Okay, repeat it.
Vishnu
showed the Vishnu Rupa.
Krishna.
Well, Krishna, in Bhagavad Gita, we know Krishna showed the Vishnu Rupa. Krishna is Vishnu, that's true, yes.
Vishnu showed Vishnu Rupa. Shiva had shown Vishnu Rupa. And why we give importance to Krishna, avoiding Vishnu and Shiva?
I'm not aware of any description of Shiva showing a Vishwarupa. But we emphasize Krishna because the ultimate message of the Shastra is that Vishnu is supreme. This has been a point of contention, especially in Tamil Nadu, for centuries. And at one point, the Shaivas were even killing the Vaishnavas. But anyway, we accept the version of Bhagavad Gita in which Krishna says, Vedaischa sarveraham eva vedyaha. In all the Vedas, I am to be known. Krishna says, Matav parataram nanyat kinchid asti dhananjaya. O Dhananjaya, Arjuna, there is no one equal to or superior to me. Yepi anya devata bhakta yajante shraddhayanvita tepi maam eva kauntaya yajantya viti purvakam. Krishna says that whoever worships different gods, that's really should have been offered to me, but it's being offered in an improper way. So we worship Krishna. We don't reject Shiva. Shiva himself says, aradhananam sarvesham Vishnur aradhanam param. Of all forms of worship, that of Vishnu is supreme. So we respect Shiva as non-different from and also different from Vishnu. Yeah, any other question? He wants to know about Dhyana Yoga and Ashtanga Yoga. Karma Yoga. No, he said. I can't understand. Are inherent in Bhakti Yoga. What does he mean, inherent? What does that mean? He's using an English word which he doesn't know how to use it properly. Can you say it in Tamil also so others can? Doesn't speak Tamil. What do you mean by inherent in? Can you use another word? Okay, say it in Tamil, whatever, something. Why do you want to know? Can you perform Dhyana Yoga? Are you capable of performing Dhyana Yoga? Then why are you asking? What's the point of asking? Knowledge is supposed to give benefit. You can't perform Dhyana Yoga. You're not. You're not qualified for that. So just chant Hare Krishna. Do Bhakti Yoga and you'll get all the benefit that even if you could do Dhyana Yoga, you would get from doing it. In Gita Krishna says yeshang twantakatang papam jananang punya karmanam te dvandva moha nirmukta bhajante mandira vrataha. So generally it's expected that people who have done pious activities in previous lives will take to Krishna Bhakti. But even if we haven't done, even if we are great sinners, then Sarvadhaman Parityaja Mame Kam Sharanang Raja Hang Twa Sarva Pape Bhyo Mokshe Shami Masucha. If we surrender to Krishna, even if we've committed all kinds of sins in many lifetimes, Krishna will absolve us of all sinful reactions.
Mm-hmm.
Manghi Paratavya Pashacha Yepi Suf Papayonaya Striyo Vaishas Tata Shudras Tepi Anti Param Gatim. Krishna says, even if one is born in a sinful situation, if one is born in a lower situation, a Shudra, Vaishya, woman, if they worship, if they take shelter of me, Krishna says, then they can attain the highest destination. King Puna Brahmana Punya Bhakta Rajashayastato Anityama Sukham Lokam Imam Prapya Bhajasvamam. Then what to speak of the Brahmanas, the Kshatriyas, those who have taken pious births? It's expected that they will take to Krishna Bhakti, and if they do, then surely they will be liberated from this temporary and suffering situation. Generally, it takes many lifetimes to get liberated. Bahunam janmanam ante gyanavan mam prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudurlabha. After many lifetimes, someone who is cultivating knowledge surrenders to Krishna and gets liberation, but such a person is very rare. They already said that. But in Kali Yuga, even though it's the worst age, it has some great quality. Kale dosha nidhe rajan astihi eko mahan guna kirtanad eva krishnasya mukta sanga parang vraje. So take advantage, chant Hare Krishna and go to the spiritual world. We don't have to wait many births. In this very lifetime, we can go to the spiritual world simply by chanting Hare Krishna. Even if we were the worst, most sinful person, by the mercy of Krishna, in this Kali Yuga, we can easily approach Him by chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nam bina kichu nahi kawara chodha bhuvana maja. In all 14 worlds, there's nothing but the holy name of Krishna. So now we'll have the another question. Okay, the drama's ready. Whenever you're all ready to watch it, there's another question.
Sir, I have a question. This is a doubt for me. There are two schools of thoughts that one should have a purpose for anything.
One should have a purpose for?
One should know the purpose of anything. That is one school of thought.
Purpose of what?
Purpose of anything. Anything one we do, for example,
yeah.
That is one school of thought. The other school of thought is, you should not seek the purpose. That is the other way of seeking the purpose. Whether the purpose seeking is right or wrong. For example, I am living now.
Yeah, okay.
What is the purpose of living? A question like this is right or is it wrong?
சில நெகட்டிவான யோசனை நம்ம இருக்கு. நம்மளுடைய பலன் என்ன அப்படிங்கிறத நம்ம கேட்கணும். சில பேர் சொல்லுவாங்க நம்ம என்ன காரியம் இருந்தால் எதுக்காக ஏன் சொல்லி கேட்கணும். சில எதையும் கேட்கக்கூடாதுன்னு சொல்லுவாங்க. உதாரணத்துக்கு பார்த்தோம் அப்படின்னா நான் இப்போ வாழ்க்கை வாழ்க்கேன், இதனுடைய பலன் என்ன அப்படின்னு நான் கேட்கணுமா கேட்கக்கூடாது?
Well, definitely we should know that we should find out the cause, the purpose. If we simply go through life eating, sleeping, and without thinking what is the meaning, then we're just like animals. Human life is meant for exercising the intelligence to understand what is the meaning of life. Ramanandri Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare.